Hello, this is James. I'm illegal. How may I help?
Oh, it's a lost of parts here. I've got a reference number here.
Yeah, no problem. One second. If you should provide me that reference, please.
It's 100-819.
Fantastic. Before I go into the call, I just need to ask you a few questions for data protection purposes.
Okay.
Could you please confirm for your date of birth, please?
67766.
Yeah, and can you confirm for me your postal address?
380QW.
Yeah, and either your email address or your mobile number, please, sir?
077-950-7830.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. How can I help you today, please, sir?
I just need a question for yourself regarding what my mother's date of birth, or my mother's name, my siblings' names. I've already sent that via email, and I've already sent a correspondent email saying I'm struggling with cancer just now, and I can't be dealing with all this. You said you'd do this yourselves. If you can't do it, I'll get somebody else to do it.
I do apologise. So you say you've sent an email already providing this information?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, just hold on one moment. Was it sent to our evidence email or was it sent to our case management email?
I couldn't tell you. I'm at the hospital just now.
Yeah, no problem.
I've read it between us, the redress. They did it all sorted out before as well. They didn't need to contact me, they did it themselves.
Redress themselves have contacted you, did you say?
No, they done it before themselves.
All right, okay. I've just looked at the email where you've responded to us, by the way, and yeah, it seems that the date of birth is not known, so we'll just go back to the councils to provide that. In relation to obviously your cancer, we just consider yourself being a high priority client. And for us to be able to show redress, that obviously we want for your application to be dealt with sooner rather than later. We just need to provide them some documentation about your cancer. Is that something what you wish to provide so we can try and get your?
I can show you some photographs from where. How did you do that?
If you can send over some letters, that would be fantastic, and we'll be able to try and put a fast track on your application, just because it's part of the internal processes. Anyone who's got any terminal illnesses, they are high priority clients.
All right, okay then. I'll back to the hospital that day.
Yeah, no problem. I'll just make a note on the file, obviously, now that we are aware that you're unaware of your siblings' date of birth, but also...
Well, my siblings, yeah, but I think I've got my mother's birth certificate in there. She's dead, but so I think I've got that.
If you're able to send over, you don't need to send over a picture of the birth certificate, but if you just send us a confirmation of your mother's date of birth as when you're sending over your cancer letters, that'll be fantastic.
Aye, okay. And it's a letter from the hospital saying I've been stage 4 cancer.
Essentially, yeah, just to obviously prove that it is something what you're fighting at the moment, and obviously we wish to try and get you as high priority as possible and get you fast tracked. Just for any avoidance of doubt, James, just so we don't have to ring you back to request any further information from you, is it correct that your current GP practice is the Cart Street practice?
Cart Street practice from here, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, no problem. Just have a look at the overview of the file. Just one last thing you could probably provide us with just before we leave you today. Could you just confirm what was your address prior before going into Barlinnie and Longringen?
I saw these questions before. It's 53 West Rambler. I didn't explain this three times now.
I do apologise, but if the person who you've spoken to previously hasn't made a note of that on the file...
There was one other thing. I got a letter from yourselves that said somebody's accessed my medical records, but that could be through the hospital. Because I've got a claim in against it for neglect, because they didn't diagnose my cancer early enough, so it could be them.
Possibly. We have got some stuff back from NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde about some of your medical records. We're just essentially waiting on Carr Street practice. And then we We're hoping that either North Ayrshire or South Ayrshire will have your care records. But obviously, with you just relaying them with your address prior to care, we'll now send a subject access request to that local council.
Right.
And then hopefully we might be in a position where in a couple of weeks' time we'll be able to move you on to evidence review, in which the claim worker being Daniel Asprey will review the records and any GP records that we're in receipt of, and then he'll book you in for a witness statement, which will probably take roughly around an hour. But it'll be
So
basically it's just like your last chance to say everything what happened when you was in care and what you experienced. I do understand that it's just something what the Scottish Redress essentially are requesting. We do have some notes on the file about obviously what happened to you the first time around when you called us in and spoke to another colleague on the other end, but just for the procedure-wise, we need to do a meticulous witness statement where you ask a series of questions to try and create a chronological story of essentially what happened and how you got into care, and then what happened when you was in care, and then subsequently the aftercare of you leaving. Okay, no problem. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll pass a note over to Daniel now just to let him know what has been said on the call. And how we'll be able to action it forward, okay?
Okay, that's right.
All right, fantastic. Well, I hope you have a nice day. Cheers.
Okay, bye.
Cheers, bye.